And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Think about all the stress you're going through right now. All this, I'm telling you, Carson's freaking out. He's got to have the whole house clean, even though it's his mom. Like, you know these people.
Yeah.
You're around them all the time. But why is it we change, like, personalities? I mean, your mother-in-law picks up that baby every day.
I know. It's just something different when everyone's going to be hanging out at the house. And it's a sense of pride for myself. Like, I want everything to be
perfect.
Yeah.
And everybody does that. You're not alone. Everybody does that. They want everything perfect. But then I was thinking about how I grew up, and I swear, like, my dad would have a t-shirt with holes in it. Like, it wasn't never perfect,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, same with me. We don't go overboard. I mean, I get you want the house clean. You don't want to look like a bunch of slobs and pigs or whatever. But we don't go overboard. We never did the whole place-setting thing. And everybody
never dressed up.
Nah, people were on their own. You had a stack of plates. Grab your own food. It wasn't even displayed on a table.
Right.
It was more on the stove than anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
so it's all different for everybody.
I don't know. That would be interesting. Has anybody actually ever done that? Had all the food on the table?
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Why? It's only in commercials.
I don't know.
I don't think
I feel like Carson does.
No, I don't think he does.
My table's not big enough.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I mean, think about that table.
We do everything's left in the container it was cooked in.
See, I have no problem, but I wonder if there's anybody out there.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'll tell you somebody who I think does.
It's a lie.
Who's that lady that used to be on Fox 31 with Jeremy Hunt?
Aristea.
That woman,
yes,
I guarantee you, she
definitely
she
has, it all
has
there.
A table big enough, first
yeah,
of all.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that.
Oh, my God. Good call.
And she is the type person, and I'll bet you it is so displayed, it's despicable.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Oh, and all the desserts, like all the pies, the brownies, they're on that tier-leveled holding tray.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there are certain people out there like that.
You know, why is she hot and perfect?
It's not fair.
Well, you know what? I bet she has like a bunion or something. Something we don't know about.
No. People like that, they don't have any flaws.
Oh, my God.
They have no flaws.
Wow.
Yeah.
So far, I only see one person that says that they do.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, that's kind of a pain. Because then everybody has to pass it all around.
Mm-hmm.
So the commercials are a lie.
It is a good look, though.
It's pretty.
I will tell you, it's a pretty look.
It's pretty.
I wish I could pull it off, but I can't.
I wish that I had those little things for the legs of the turkey.
Yeah.
Those little chef hats or whatever
those
are.
The little white chef hats?
Yeah, like put them on there. I bet Aristea has those, too.
Oh, she does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're probably Gucci.
No. You know what she has? She has a chef that comes to her house.
Oh, you're right.
She doesn't even do that.
Yes.
She doesn't cook.
No.
She's not going to walk around the house all day tomorrow smelling like a turkey.
Exactly. That's a great point.
No, I don't see her doing it. She's going to have a chef, a professional chef, show up at her house, prepare the entire meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He went to that Cordon Bleu school or whatever.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Chef Boyardee or something like that.
Something, one of those. Yeah, one or the other. Anyway, and think about it. It's just all for dinner. Like, it's just all to eat. Hey, you want to come over and get a beast with me?
I don't know, though. You know, you say it like that, but I sure do love it.
Well, it's been taken away from you.
It's one of my favorite holidays. I really like it.
In case you didn't hear, BJ's Thanksgiving sucked so bad last year that his mother-in-law took it away from him.
That's not what happened. Nothing sucked.
Well, then why?
I guess it was just time for a change. I don't know.
12 years you've been doing it?
Yeah. 12 years. Every Thanksgiving. I am.
And I mean, I know that you love it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Be sad.
Are you going to backseat chef?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like tell her how to cook?
No, I'm not even going to show up till it's prepared.
No, he's going to eat it, but then on the way home, he'll tell his wife what sucked.
Critique it.
Yeah, I'll critique it for sure. But no, I'm not going to show up because I think that would make me even more sad if I showed up to watch somebody else cook.
This is so sad.
You know, I'd be sitting there just like with tears coming
down. You're on the sidelines.
Like that Native American, you know, when you see somebody throw trash out.
Yeah.
Like him.
I don't think he was born yet.
Huh?
I don't think he was born yet. Only you and I saw that commercial.
Yeah, you've never seen that commercial?
Well, The Simpsons recreated it.
Yeah.
The Simpsons. He saw it on The Simpsons.
There's been parodies. There's been parodies many times. Yeah. But yeah, that's me sitting there on the couch watching her cook.
Oh.
I wouldn't like it.
I don't blame you.
Is there a new tier person that we could use for future reference?
I don't know.
I mean, that is the most famous crier.
That's the best crier there is.
I'm trying.
There was that girl that cried when she tried to raise money for kids that were starving.
Oh, but she, yeah.
Yeah, she cried a lot.
I sent her a fly swatter.
You did?
Yeah.
What was her name? Suzanne Summer? No.
Sally something.
Sally Struthers?
Because they, you know, it really irritated me. Those little flies walking on those kids' faces. Like, just hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did my part. I'm just gonna
weird thing to bring up here on the day before Thanksgiving.
If anybody has a more famous crier that we can put in our, you know, little mind so we can
think who's a good crier, but I can't.
Anybody? Do you guys have a famous crier?
There's that running back for the Broncos, Knowshon Moreno. He started crying on the sideline that one time. That was like just a straight stream of tears.
I didn't see it. It's not that famous.
I thought it'd be relevant.
Can you be any more less relevant than what you are? I swear to God. Dude, you bring up some of the stupidest crap.
Hey, there was no bad answer. I asked him.
There is a bad answer.
He played for the
running back for
15
years.
How is it not relevant?
Oh my God. What, it was a running back from 15 years ago?
I don't know what he was.
Maybe like 6.
Yeah, whatever. It's been a while.
Round it up. All right, let's get. First of all, I wanted to tell you, Colorado Candy Company, they sent a bunch of candy. So there is some left. That ribbon candy is too pretty to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even open it. It's so delicate and beautiful. I'm like, oh, did you see it?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem opening. I tore into it. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah. Somebody said Tammy Faye. That's a good one. Yeah, because she had the mascara running.
I think she's older than that Indian was.
You do?
Yeah.
But she lived longer and still kept crying.
All right, well.
I don't know.
We're still stretching.
Tom Brady? Did he cry?
I didn't see him cry.
Anyway, all right, let's see here. The other thing that I wanted to tell you guys, I circled a bunch of stuff, but I guess Alexa, who I love. Okay, Alexa, say how great Jamie White is. Anyway, so Alexa, I guess they're losing $10 billion because they can't figure out a way to use Alexa and make money. You know, they try, if you guys use Alexa, and I know, like Carson, do you have Alexa?
No.
Anyway, they try to get you to pay for stuff. They're like, hey, Shaquille O'Neal has a voice. Hey, do you want to hear the new Avatar soundtrack?
Yep.
So they try to prompt you to spend money, but I never do. Have you ever spent any money on
it? No, like every time I say, play Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
She'll ask me, well, do you want to play exclusive songs only from Lady Gaga? You got to pay for Amazon Prime Music or whatever. And I'm like, no. And she'll play a station that mimics Lady Gaga songs or similar artists.
And I go to sleep to Rain Sounds, so I'll say, Alexa, play Rain Sounds. And so she'll say, do you want the premium service of Rain Sounds?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, because they're trying to recoup their money. $10 billion. They thought it was going to be this amazing moneymaker because it really is amazing technology.
Why don't they put ads on it?
Because I would kill them.
Mentions.
I would.
Well, no. I mean, let's say, for an example, if you ask about the weather, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you go to Alexa. Alexa, give me Denver's forecast. And she comes back and says, like, Denver's forecast is brought to you by, boom. Here's the weather.
Oh, my God. You should go work for them.
All you got to do is add those little drops in there, you could sell that.
Why don't you go call them and tell them?
I'm just saying.
Because they probably haven't thought of that.
I'm just saying. Obviously, you guys didn't think of it either.
Well, yeah,
I had to come up with it.
All by yourself.
Yes.
Go to corporate headquarters.
I'm just saying, why don't they, they're losing $1 billion a year?
No, they've lost together $10 billion. Did you know Alexa's been around for 10 years?
Well, that's $1 billion a year.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Wait, what?
You said they lost $10 billion. They've been around for 10 years.
I didn't say they've been around for 10 years yet.
They're losing $1 billion a year.
What? Oh, leave Britney alone guy. Will you pull up that audio?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good crier.
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy. Mm. He's really good. All right, the other thing is Kobe Bryant's daughter. This is really sad. She's being stalked by a psychopath, and he thinks that they're in a relationship. He's been doing this for quite a few years. Again, it's Kobe Bryant's daughter, and this guy was seen on camera bringing her flowers, all his little Instagram comments. He's saying, why don't we have a baby like a Kobe baby? Weird stuff. He's obviously mentally not there.
Yeah, he just pretends to be her boyfriend.
Right.
And she wants nothing to do with it. I wonder why she can't block him.
I'm sure she did.
I mean,
Well,
they're saying that he's on her computer all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that doesn't make sense to me. You would think that there's a way for her to block him out of there.
Man, you should go to corporate.
I know. I got to come up with the answer for everybody.
Jesus.
You guys, man, people got to start thinking.
They got to start thinking.
Yeah, him showing up, though, at that college with flowers and stuff, that's freaky.
That's on another level.
And not only that, I mean, this has been going on for years.
Yeah. And I guess all the sorority girls are really nervous, which they should be.
Oh, yeah, because they all live together. Yeah. I mean, if she's in the house, it does. Even if she's not in the house, he's still going to think that she's there.
You would think that Kobe's daughter, they would have enough resources to take care of this guy.
What does that mean?
Oh.
I mean, just break a knee or two.
Hire out, huh?
I just thug down the road here just to meet him one day in an alley thinking he's going to meet the daughter and boom, boom, boom.
Not a bad idea.
Taken care of.
I usually don't condone the violence.
I'm just saying, this wacko job won't stop. I think you have to take care of business.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea there, Mr. B. J.
Kind of hard to stalk somebody in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God!
I'm just saying, take out a couple of knees.
Oh, we're going old school.
Maybe break an arm or two. You can't hug without arms.
Oh, my God!
Jesus. Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying.
And he'll be called
Her
Bob.
Family has enough money that they can call, one of the Sopranos to take care of this. They're right there in L.A.
Two things. Number one, I guess everybody's mad at us because we're making their Alexas go nuts. Alexa, fart.
Yeah. Alexa, set a fart timer for 30 minutes. It works. Trust me.
And then here's our crier. Here we go.
Leave Britney alone.
Oh, man.
That's what we got to go with now.
Geez.
Yeah, Britney alone crier. All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is the day before Thanksgiving. Hope you're having a great day today. Enjoy your big Thanksgiving weekend. 50 degrees for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There's only one meteorologist in Denver, Colorado that will come on our show.
So. I thought you were going to say that we trust.
No, he's the only one that will talk to us. So we thought we'd wish him a happy Thanksgiving, along with just find out what he's doing for his Thanksgiving weekend, too.
That's true.
Because we like John a lot. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
Hey, we just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you guys as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, by the way, the Mountain Wave weather guy is a guy that Jamie found on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he's very accurate with the weather. And so since a lot of the TV stations have blown us off, we've gone with John, and John's been absolutely terrific for us and very accurate.
People love you, John.
Yeah, John. Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Do you ever get any feedback about being on our show?
Yeah, I've actually got quite a few family and friends that listen to you guys, and they're always always talking about when I'm on and how funny you guys are and the back and forth. And I always tell people you guys have a great sense of humor, so that's why I enjoy coming on the show, too.
Does your family and friends know that we were in Westward Magazine?
Yeah, I'd heard something about that. I was going to ask you about that.
Well, I just thought I'd throw it out there. Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah. Our pictures right there. Boom,
enough.
Boom. Man, do we look good.
Oh my God, enough. All right, so John, we kind of asked everybody around the room, and now that you're part family, what do you guys do for your Thanksgiving?
Well, we're just going to be at home. We've got family and friends coming over, doing the Thanksgiving dinner thing, and then we're just going to be kind of hanging out and chilling over the weekend. Yeah. So
now my family, we eat.
You interrupted
and then
him.
We sit down
again.
Well, something came to mind. I wanted to throw his way. We eat and then we sit down and we first watch the parade, the Thanksgiving parade. But I just picture your family, and then we go to football after that. But I picture your family and friends over, and you guys are watching like a bunch of radar screens.
We watch the Weather Channel.
Yeah,
yeah, there you go. Yes.
I'll bet they have a nice parade too.
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, I have the reason why he's being like this. It's a bad year for BJ. He's been cooking Thanksgiving for 12 years, and last year it really was horrible, and so his mother-in-law took it away
from him. It wasn't horrible. They just wanted to change. They wanted to change up a little bit.
You know what that means when they want to change things up? That means it sucked. Don't you think? Don't you hear that? I hear it.
This is not about me. Sean.
You never know. They might switch it back next year. So, you know.
I doubt it.
All right, John. All right. So we see a little bit of snow in the forecast. Now, really, I think it only pertains to if you're going west on I-70. So what do you got?
Well, there's two spots. So, yeah, one is the west towards I-70 up in the mountains. They're going to be – a lot of those places are starting to see light snow already this morning.
Uh-oh.
That'll continue into this afternoon and overnight tonight. Not huge amounts, just a couple inches out of it. But as you know, the roads can ice up and stuff. So that's one hot spot. The other is actually south of Denver towards the Palmer Divide. They're supposed to get snow much later tonight into tomorrow morning. So time frame for that's kind of like a 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. Probably about 0 to 2, 1 to 3 inches in that area as well. Cold. The wind's going to be pretty strong down south of Denver as well tomorrow.
Ooh,
so, you know, not a lot of snow out of it, but just enough snow and wind to kind of make things possibly a little miserable tomorrow.
Miserable. Oh, wow. Like BJ.
Hey, I got an idea. Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
Hey, can you look into maybe either Elitch Gardens or Gaylord tickets for John?
Yeah, I can look into that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, for you and your wife.
Well, that's really nice.
Give me a little gift from BJ and Jamie.
Well,
you might have seen us in Westward Magazine.
You know what?
I have seen you before in Westward Magazine.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That a boy.
Front and center.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just amazing. You know what? You cannot do that anymore.
What do you mean?
We keep getting in trouble because you just hand out tickets like we have them.
Oh, he's John. He can get free tickets. Kenny?
No.
Spadil, do we have a problem here? Do we...
I mean, I'll ask. I don't know if we're going to have them.
We can work it out, John.
You do this all the time. Look, candy.
All right, here's the deal. John, listen to me. Listen. If Spadil can't pull this off through our sales department, Jamie will buy your tickets.
All right, we got to run.
All right, John, have a great Thanksgiving.
Not Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, John.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
buddy.
Bye, Mountain Whip Weather Guy.
It's time for some Mountain Wave Weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
Don't worry, Jamie. You won't have to buy the tickets. We'll find them.
Trust me, we'll find them at some point. My God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's BJ and Jamie.
What's wrong?
I'm just upset with people.
Why? Because the one that says, I don't even know why John, the Mountain Wave Weather Guy, comes on your all show. You guys get... Bad words here whenever he's on the phone. Was it that one?
Well, it's a combination of that one and others. People that complain about my turkey sound effect, they think that it's just too much button pushing. Here's what I'd have to say. Back it down a notch,
it's
folks.
A lot.
Okay, it's turkey day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, okay?
I know, but I was thinking about this last night. It's funny that they brought that up because this is weird. I was thinking about this last night. We have two sound effects available for our disposal. A damn horse and a turkey. We are a multi-million dollar radio station with every sound effect available to man, and we have two.
Listen.
We have a library.
Listen. Linda, listen, okay? The turkey sound effect. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Do you realize how many turkeys gave up their life for tomorrow? I mean, millions. Millions of turkeys died.
For you.
For tomorrow.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Right.
For all of us, baby.
It's like Jesus, but different.
This is kind of how you show your gratitude to the turkey population, okay? And it's not like Jesus.
I said, but different.
We're about to play a song here.
Don't play that one. It's awful.
I've never heard it.
No. It's awful.
Who put this in here? The Thanksgiving song. It's called awful. The Thanksgiving Song by Ben Rector.
So it's either Mike or the
don't put
music
it in
director.
There. It's awful.
Well, we haven't heard the whole thing. Let me play just a little bit of it, and then we'll pull the plug if we need to, okay?
You won't even pay attention.
Here's what I don't understand with this particular song, Shpadil, okay? As a former programmer myself.
What does that mean?
Well, as a former programmer.
What does a programmer mean?
You schedule the music, you program radio stations, you do all this. But here's what I want to throw at you. I've never seen this song before, the Thanksgiving song. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking to myself, it's either a spoof song or it's a serious song that we're going to play for a long period of time. But how long can you play it after Thanksgiving? So I don't really understand. Does it make sense to you what I'm saying?
Listen, there's an easy choice here. Oh, God. No. And that wasn't it.
Stop. All right, just listen. Listen. Linda, listen. Let's give it a chance. God. Give it a chance. No. Ben Rector.
Hang on a second. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same.
All right, let's get to the chorus first and see if we like it, okay? All right, here we go. It's called the Thanksgiving song.
So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family. The kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older
that now he's picking it up just a bit. I mean, it's easier to dance to.
Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
Right. I think I can handle this now.
I'm doing background vocals.
All right, go ahead. Sorry about that. Here we go.
Watching football.
Oh, that's me.
Watching families grow. The old kids' table. All have kids of their own. Starting to see my grandfather in my nephew's eyes. Mom still can't talk about him and not almost cry.
You know, he's leaving so out things like Uncle Fred drunk in the corner and things like
fill
that.
This house with family, the kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see
and stinky
life
and
short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
I don't know if this is going to catch on as a tradition, you know what I mean? I got an idea.
Right.
See if this helps.
Oh, yeah!
So fill your plate and fill your drain.
Put
your dishes in the kitchen sink and let the leftover year just wash away. We made it through, I do believe, the longest year in history.
Here we go.
Thank
Big
God
finish.
That it's Thanksgiving Day.
I'm telling you, that helps the song.
That really helps.
Ben, you forgot something here.
Yeah, that really helps. You're right. Good call. I'm going home.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I got a busy weekend, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, got tomorrow, got Friday. We're headed out to the Gaylord.
Tomorrow and Friday, okay.
Tomorrow is Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. We're going to go up to the mother-in-law to have a Thanksgiving meal.
Why did you just, like, stick your tongue out and do the gag sign?
Jamie, you know what? You know what? Gobble, gobble to you too. You troublemaker.
Well, if they listen back, they know there was no moment for you to actually have done that.
I hope when you get out at the airport today.
Did you just burp in the middle of that?
Yeah. That it's complete chaos.
Wow,
I hope it's just a miserable flight.
I hope that your mother-in-law's Thanksgiving dinner is better than yours has ever been.
Shots fired.
Not a chance.
Oh,
we gotta go. Yes, everybody have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Let's see here. Anything we need to mention? The BJ and Jamie Giving Tree is coming back very soon. People are already reaching out to Jamie on how they can donate, buy some gifts for families.
They're sliding into my DMs.
Ooh. Yeah.
So
when we get back after this Thanksgiving break, we'll have details for you on how this thing operates.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. It's a really good deal. So that is coming up.
And not only that, the location of where we're doing the big party for the kiddos is pretty cool too.
It is, right? And that's new this year.
It's going to be all time.
We can't say it.
Yeah, everything has to be dotted.
I can say it. What the hell?
I don't think you can.
No.
You know what? Here I go.
I don't think so.
This year it's good.
Man, I'm loud. That hurt my own ears.
It's going to be at...
No! Don't. Just wait. It's in corporate right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have a great holiday.
Yes, do that.
See you Monday. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.